I literally never know how to introduce or start my episodes, so I will start by saying welcome back to Note to Self, and I apologize for the inconvenience because I did not realize that my third episode never published, and part of that was when I was recording, because I do record from my phone. Part of that was I had a call that interrupted the uploading of the segment. And now I can't retrieve the segment, so this will actually be the episode number 3. And although I'm upset about it, because it was a good episode in my opinion, I'm also a firm believer of divine timing. And with that said, it might not have been time to publish that episode. So, welcome back to Note to Self. And with episode 3... I'm just going to be touching on a little process that I'm actually going through and learning about too, which most of us know because we live on Earth. And what reference I'm going to be using in this episode is actually the caterpillar to a butterfly. And as of lately, I discovered that most caterpillars stay in a cocoon for up to 5 to 21 days to become a butterfly. But what I also discovered was that it doesn't always take as short as 5 to 21 days for a caterpillar to become a butterfly. And most of the reasons why it sometimes takes longer for that process is because of the surroundings, the environment, the climate, and also just the natural things that may interrupt that process. So I'm pretty sure you catch my drift. And I would just like to start by saying again, thanks to everybody who takes the time to listen to Note to Self, and everybody who gives me feedback on Note to Self, and everybody who has helped me with just input and just everything being supportive of the podcast movement. Recently this week, I kind of felt like I wanted to do a little bit more than a podcast. I kind of want to put a face to the podcast itself, but those things will happen in due time. So back to the subject at hand, the caterpillar and the butterfly, and again, the process that it takes for the caterpillar to become the butterfly. While some of us are placed in situations or environments that are easily or seems to make it more easy to become that butterfly or to flourish into the person that we want to be, some of us always have obstacles, or we feel like we're facing certain things that hinder us from actually getting our wings and being able to explore the world or just be the person that we want to be. But one thing I'm learning in every day that I'm going through a different journey that I'm taking myself on in life is everything is not going to happen in the same amount of time that it happened for someone that you know or someone that you love. And that's totally okay. I'm still in my caterpillar phase, and it's perfectly fine with me, because I feel like once I do finally flourish into a butterfly, I'll probably be the prettiest butterfly I've ever seen. And the reason why I say that is because I know it's a time right now where everybody has so many goals, and everybody wants to be independent. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. Everybody wants to be for themselves. No one feels like they need to still be working for companies or regular 9-to-5 jobs, and a list of other things I can go on and on about, but it's all a process. And in my previous episode before, the process versus the progress, I have, you know, introduced the idea of, you know, it's totally okay to be in your own element and totally okay to be just taking your own journey. But again, as I'm taking my own journey, I realize, you know, that I'm still in my caterpillar phase. And to some people, it may seem or appear to be a lot easier for the next person to get ahead in life or to become that butterfly that we all want to be. But again, what we don't see is the downs and the outs that people go through. And some people won't be as proud to tell you the struggle as they are to tell you about the way that they succeeded or excelled in certain points of their lives. But me, I've kind of taken a switch on that, and I realized just through my followers and through my friends, my family, that people sometimes don't always want to hear the positive. Like sometimes the negative is what fuels the fire, and sometimes the negative is what will help you reach that certain level of satisfaction for yourself. And sometimes the negative will, even though you feel like it's the most horrible thing that has happened, and it might be because everybody's pain and everybody's fear is perceived on a different level, and it's most certainly perceived on a personal level, because what seems like the end of the world to you, somebody might be like, oh, I've been there, done that, and been through that, and I feel like you've been worse, and you've been through worse, and it won't be, or it's not as bad as you're making it out to be. But that's neither here nor there. Everybody has those things that they go through, and everybody has things that they're fighting against and things that they are pushing towards to accomplish. And it's just a matter of time. Like, I just tell people all the time, like, people constantly are giving me so much great feedback and so many great compliments personally on, you know, just in my job and the career that I now have. Like, people give me so many compliments on a daily basis. And I tell people all the time, like, I just tapped into this. Like, I just turned 28 and I'm finally comfortable with myself. I'm finally comfortable with the way that I look, the way that I am. And it didn't take me 28 years to get there, but it took me about 3. And it took me to almost lose everything that I had, everything that I worked for, and everything that I thought was a grand, like, importance or a part of me, to find out that I still have me. So it's just, I stopped writing the ideas for my podcast, and I just kind of started just recording, because in the end, I find that my best work is just like the freestyle, kind of off the top of the head advice and conversations that I have, like with myself, with my friends, with strangers, and it's just better that way. And again, not taking away from anybody's struggle or anybody's pain that they're going through, because again, everybody is so different and everybody is so uniquely designed that it's going to be hard. It's going to be harder most days than it is easy to understand yourself, because we live again in a world where everybody's looking for something. Everybody's wanting something. Everybody's looking for something in you. Everybody's looking in something for themselves. And in the end, the world is full of so many critics. And I say critic not to say like the person or the people are evil or they say such evil things. But I mean, we've all been critiqued and we've all been told, like, you can do better, or you know, that wasn't your best work, or I've read a story, but it was a little bit different than that. And I'm kind of to the point where I kind of reversed and flipped the things or the feedback that I get if I do feel a little way about it, or if it starts to feel negative to me. And I just kind of use that for fuel to my fire, because at the end, everybody's not going to understand every point that I say. At the end, everybody's not going to relate to every topic that I share. But in the end, again, it's all about yourself and what message you take away from what you hear. And it's getting easier to look at myself. It's getting easier to give myself advice. It's getting a lot more normal for me not to share everything that I used to share with my friends and family, because in the end, all you have is you. And yes, we have family, we have friends, we have loved ones. Some of us may be in relationships, and we may feel like that's just the end of the road. Like, we lose those things and we feel like, oh, that might be it. But you still have yourself, and you still have your goals, your pride, your wisdom, your knowledge, certain things that nobody will ever be able to take from you. Lord forbid you have some traumatic injury in which, you know, you lose your memories and you lose the things that you've learned and acquired along the way. But most of the time, every other thing that's in our world that we feel like is adding to us or making us or contributing to our character those things are materialistic things because, I find myself saying it all the time now, like, we all have had heartbreak, we all have had loss, and we all have had love, we all have had the best of times, we had the worst of times, but I just can't help but to imagine, like, what if I have had lost my mind before now? And when I say lost my mind, I don't mean literally went, I hate to say crazy, but literally went crazy and, you know, did some things that I will regret. But when I say that, I mean, you know, hearts heal and we kind of as humans learn how to not get over the pain, but we learn how to get through the pain because that's the way that our design is created. And that's the way that the cycle of life is just designed, because without joy, you wouldn't know what pain felt like. And without pain, you would not be able to appreciate the joy. So I'm still in my caterpillar phase and I'm still learning. I'm still reaching goals and I'm still trying to figure out goals that I want to set for myself. I'm still human. And like the most important part, I feel like, of my podcast is like being realistic with people and being a voice that is kind of like in the back of our heads, but nobody wants to put those thoughts to the front because it's scary to understand yourself, and it's scary to know, you know, I might fail. I might not succeed at this the first time, and I might not, you know, be who I thought I was going to be when I attempted to take on this task or attempted to take on this territory or this lifestyle or this job, or, you know, in my case, like being a mother and being a eldest sibling. Like, it's some things that you just never feel like you'll be good enough at, but it's becoming to be my experience that if I don't try at all, like, how would I even know what I'm capable of doing? So I just would suggest, like, to anybody who is going to listen to this episode, while you are in your caterpillar phase and while you are grooming yourself to flourish and while you're ridding yourself of bad vibes and bad energy and just, you know, everything that's not going to be positive towards you or towards the person that you want to be, I can't stress it enough that it's a time and age right now where everything is about reciprocation. And by that I mean, if at this point you're giving 100% in everything that you do, and the people that you're doing that for, or the reasons why that you're doing those things, if it's not, you know, reciprocated to you, you have to kind of be strong enough to say, you know what, well, this is it. Because it comes a point in time where you do so much and you put out so much, and once you don't get the input back, or you don't get the love back, or you don't get those feelings back that you are putting out, you then you start to feel like you're not succeeding. Then you start to feel like you're not flourishing. Then you start to feel like, you know, maybe I should give up because it's a lot easier for me to just give up. But the caterpillar never gives up. And it's like so amazing to me that it's just one day it just dawned on me, you know, just to research the anatomy of the way caterpillars become butterflies. And, you know, we all live in different climates and we have season changes, and we get rain, we get snow, we get very hot heat, we get very cold days. And yet, you know, the cocoon that the caterpillar is being held in, it still remains, because it will remain until it's time to shed that cocoon and become the butterfly that you are ultimately designed to be. I literally have been so emotional the past couple of weeks because I've been extra hard on myself. Like, I've been practicing such hard self-discipline within myself, with limitations that I have now been placed upon me, and just environmental changes, and just me maneuvering from being in one situation to a brand new situation, And it's hard because it's hard enough that the world is already tough on us. But it's extra hard when you're tough on you too. And I'm the first to tell you, like, I'm not perfect. And anybody who knows me, they know that I'm not perfect. I have my flaws. I have mistakes that I've made that I'm still learning from, still living with. I have, hurt people. I've said hurtful things. I've gossiped about people. I've talked about people. I've done so many things that would seem to be wrong and hurtful, but in the whole, like, scheme of things, like, I was still in my cocoon, thank God. Like, I can only hope that when I finally flourish and become the butterfly that I'm going to be, that those habits remain to stay behind me. Because when you are on a journey and when you're completing with that journey, you kind of don't want to go back and you don't want to digress into the things that you used to do, because there's always that fear that you become that person that you used to be. And it's not easy to set self-discipline. It's not easy to set goals for yourself. It's not easy to give advice sometimes, because it's kind of like, who am I to give advice when I've done worse? Or who am I to tell you what to do when I've never been in that situation? But the one thing about people, if they're reciprocating the energy right back to you that you're giving out, they'll never steer you wrong. Because in a sense, if you're doing things out of the passion of your heart and from the sincereness of your spirit, you won't say things that'll just be kind of like a setup, or you won't be saying things that would be just kind of like play people, basically. You won't do things that you're not feeling from deep down inside of you, because when you start to know yourself and you start to understand the things that you've been through, you realize how hurtful those things are when they're done to you. And all I can do is just give thanks to, everybody around me that constantly is there for me, constantly giving me positive feedback, constantly telling me, okay, it's okay to not succeed the first time. It's okay to not have 100 listeners on your episodes yet. It's okay that, your friends and family aren't feeling you as much as you're feeling you. And I mean, it's hurtful at first, but at the end of the day, like, when you start to take a look back and you look back at everything that you're doing and you go home at the end of the day, and whether you're writing, whether you're recording, whether you're doing music, whether you're, talking to a friend, it kind of all just has a way of kind of being a mirror. And I just really hope that my listeners can grow with me and begin to use my episodes in a way to grow, in a way that you will start to feel comfortable enough to look into that mirror and look at yourself and understand, like, hey, this is you, this is yourself, these are the plans, this is what's been done, this is how you came out of what has already been done, but what are you going to do to continue to progress? And I mean, as long as I'm a caterpillar, I feel like I'm able to still make a little bit of, or not make little mistakes, because, no mistake should be intentionally made. But what I'm saying is, there's still room for error right now because we're still in the caterpillar phase. So if you feel like, I might not have done this the correct way, or I could have done better on this, that's totally okay. And don't think of it as like beating yourself up. Or don't think of it as critiquing yourself so strongly. You have to start considering that as lessons that you're giving yourself and that you're teaching yourself, and that you are ultimately strengthening your mind and your spirit. You're ultimately strengthening your sense of compassion and the way that you open your mouth and speak things. Because, I mean, it's cliche, but the tongue is a powerful, powerful thing, because you can speak so much ill into a situation and you can speak so much negativity into situations, and they can just happen. But what I want to stress is that you can also speak so much positivity, and you can speak so much grace and so much spirituality into those same situations. And the same thing will happen. Like, positive will begin to happen. Your spirits will begin to be higher. Your love for others and your love for life will begin to blossom. And with that, when your surroundings begin to blossom, slowly but surely that cocoon starts to shed. And as it sheds, you know, little pieces of your butterfly self begin to be exposed. And the scary thing is that even when we do become the butterflies that we aspire to be and that we're hoping to become, the environments will still be the same. But because you've been rocked and you've been rolled and you've been tumbled in that environment while you were safe and you were comfortable in that cocoon and you were safe inside of that element, you're already adapted to it. You're already comfortable in that environment. The only thing that has changed is you. And once you begin to change and once you begin to see that you've adapted and you're comfortable again and you're just living your best life and like you just realize, you know, like not much has changed around me, but the way I perceive the things around me and the way that I perceive the advice that I'm giving and the advice that I give and the way that people are speaking to me and the way that I speak to people and the way that I think about my situations and the way that I look at my situations have changed just because you've evolved and you can't stop at one point. You can't put a halt on progression. You can't put a halt on evolution. Where somebody has already done one thing or an inventor has already invented one thing, there's always room for a upgrade or there's room for a new software or it's room for a new anything. Like, I mean, we all wear shoes. We all, you know, wear clothes. And to some people, clothes and shoes are just shoes. But some people, they have to have the latest and the greatest. And what they fail to realize is still the same foundation. You know, like every pair of shoes has a sole and every pair of jeans, it has a seam. But because, you know, this has been released at this time or this has just come out in this season, like we feel like some of us feel like we have to have those things. But ultimately, the foundation of those things stay the same. So I just want to leave the episode with this and say, once we all evolve and once we start to become out of that cocoon and once we start to flourish into those beautiful butterflies that I know we all are going to be, and once we start gradually transforming out of that caterpillar phase, the foundation is remaining the same. The environment is remaining the same. Your mind will remain the same. But the way that you perceive things and the way that you speak things and the way that you live are ultimately going to make or break the fact that, or make or break the fact if the environment and those things around you will alter you or they will help you grow. So if you feel like me and you're right now in your caterpillar phase and you feel like you've been there for a while, I just want you to remember that some caterpillars stay in the cocoon for 5 to 21 days, whereas some caterpillars stay in the cocoon for up to 120 days because everything is timed and you can't rush your process. You can't force a caterpillar to become a butterfly.